It's time for Friday Follies, right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
This episode originally released December 28th, 2021. Attention. This episode of Bells in the Battery, number 285, is all about controversy. And because we'll be talking about controversy, that, in itself, makes this episode about controversy controversial. For everybody has an opinion about controversial subjects, and opinions contrary to those opinions cause controversy. So please, take the controversial conversations in this controversy episode without controversy, and let's all agree to disagree, because we all know who is right in each controversy, and who is the bonehead know-nothing clown who is wrong. Now, let us begin.
Why is this episode a stupid idea?
Well, that's perfect. We haven't even started and already we have controversy.
Well, around here, most controversies are pretty simple. If Brad brings it up, it's wrong.
Now, just a minute, Four Eyes.
Guys, we're going to do this in a civil manner.
Kind of like the Civil War?
The first subject we're going to talk about is the song, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
You mean that Christmas song?
It's not really a Christmas song. Christmas is not mentioned in it. It's just a cold weather song.
Wait a minute. Baby, It's Cold Outside isn't a Christmas song?
Nope. And neither is Jingle Bells when you think about it.
But you hear it everywhere every Christmas.
But there's no reference to Christmas in the song.
You know he's right.
No, he's not.
He's right.
He's wrong.
He's right.
He's wrong.
Okay, Brad, tell me where it mentions Christmas.
All right. Let's see. Dashing the snow, no one hopes to sleigh with a physical laugh all the way. Bells in the bedroom, swing the sharp bright, which when he's laughing, he's saying, Sergeant, I would jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way, funny to ride, you're to open the sleigh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle. Well, maybe they were riding to a Christmas party.
But it doesn't specifically express that. They could have been riding to a hanging.
Arnie, that's a terrible thought.
No, that's a controversial thought.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Guys, we're getting off track here. Let's get back to Baby, It's Cold Outside.
The non-Christmas Christmas song.
Yes, it's about a man who's trying to convince a young lady visitor not to go home because it's too cold outside.
That's sly dog. I need to remember that idea.
There are those who say the song's about gentle flirting, and there are those who say that the guy doesn't know that no means no.
So, which is it, Mr. Bell?
Well, the way the song is sung now, you have to kind of make up your own mind. But with a slight alteration, we can fix it one way or the other.
I'm glad you came to visit me on this cold night.
It's been nice, but maybe I should go home.
Are you sure?
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Okay, see you later. Thanks for dropping by.
What?
Here's your hat. Toodles.
Hello? I was playing hard to get. I think I left my purse in there. Hello? Look, it really is cold out here. Oh, come on!
Excuse me, ma'am.
Oh, hello, officer.
Is there a problem here?
No, I just need to get in here.
Is this your home?
No, but I know the guy who lives here.
Really? Yeah, let's find out.
Who is it?
Police officer, there's a woman out here who says she knows you and wants to come in.
I'm not expecting anybody, so I must not know her.
Come with me, ma'am.
Tell him to open the door just for a second.
All right.
Who is it?
Could you open the door for a second?
Well, I would, but maybe it's cold outside.
All right, lady, come with me.
What?
Let's go.
I'll get you for this.
Don't make me cuff you.
I should have known not to let my cousin set me up.
Officer needs assistance.
I haven't been on a date in 6 months. I'm just flirting with the guy.
Over here, Charlie.
Don't you know what it means to be coy?
I don't have any fish, lady.
Moving along to our next subject of controversy, I have a special guest. Let me check my notes here. I see that you're here to talk about masking.
See.
And you represent a government agency.
See.
Which agency is that?
The CDC.
The CDC?
See.
And what's your name?
Cy.
Cy?
See.
So, Cy, the CDC is based in Atlanta, Georgia, but you're from the branch in Washington.
D.C.
D.C.?
See.
Just to make sure all is well, could I please see...
My CDC ID?
See. All right. Everything seems to be in order. Now, before we start, could I get you something to drink?
See.
What would you like?
Tea.
Tea?
C.
Sugar?
C.
How many spoonsful?
Three? C.
So, give us your side of the mask mandate controversies.
Masks help to keep us all safe. It also promotes private enterprise and helps the economy.
How so?
By manufacturing and selling masks. They are a hot item. In fact, there is a new mask product that is about to sweep the world.
I think I have an official announcement here. Should I play this now?
Yes.
Yes?
See.
By now, you should be aware of the need to wear a mask 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no matter where you are, to prevent the spread of COVID. That's all well and good, but is it enough? After all, not all the germs you spread come from your mouth. That's why we created the methane mask. This mask fits snugly under your pants or skirt with both N95 filters for viruses and activated charcoal to minimize unwanted odors, otherwise known as SBD filters. With your face mask and your methane mask, you are offering 100% protection from top to bottom. Methane masks come in all sizes, small, medium, large, or Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I like big.
The methane mask, to be sure nobody could ever be harmed from whatever is released from between either set of cheeks.
Let's move on to our next hot, controversial topic.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Are you doing a weather report?
No, that's a Christmas song, isn't it? Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Come on, let us snow, let us snow, let us snow.
It's a winter song, but not a Christmas song.
What do you know?
What do you know?
What do you know?
Our next controversial topic involves parrots.
Oh, you mean like if parents should homeschool their kids and how much discipline parents should...
No. I didn't say parents. I said parrots.
Parrots?
You mean like... the bird? Parrots?
Yes.
Like squawk, polywanna, cracker? Parrots?
Yes.
Like give me that peanut or I'll bite your finger off? Parrots?
I'm guessing you've encountered one.
They can be kind of grabby.
What made you think of parrots as controversial, Mr. Bell?
Well, see, I have a parrot.
Oh.
And...
he wants to talk about a stupid bird.
Guys, it's just that...
I have a pet turtle. Are they controversial?
Well, actually, some of them are because...
I don't care if they're controversial or not. My little Scootaloo never hurt anybody.
Scootaloo?
Your turtle's name is Scootaloo.
Yes, because it scoots right along.
I don't think I've ever seen a turtle scoot.
Well, if it's kind of downhill and slippery, then...
wait a minute. Isn't Scootaloo the name of one of the My Little Ponies?
What? No, that's just a coincidence there.
And don't you have a rhododendron you named Twilight Sparkle?
Coincidence!
Brad's a big My Little Pony fan.
I'm not.
Aren't you?
I'm not.
Aren't you?
I'm not.
Aren't you?
D2 of you should be quiet.
Brad was his My Little Pony.
Arnie.
Brad was his My Little...
Arnie, just one quick question.
Sure.
How do you know the names of the My Little Pony characters?
So, parrots are really controversial, huh?
The biggest controversy about having a parrot is whether or not you should allow it to sit on your shoulder.
Where are they supposed to sit? In the balcony?
There are those that say you should always carry the parrot on your hand and not allow it on your shoulder.
Oh, yeah. All the cable news networks were carrying this controversy all week.
Really?
No, they were really carrying Pinkie Pie's embezzlement trial.
Pinkie Pie got caught?
Oh, yeah. She's going to have to pony up some big fines.
Oh, no, Pinkie Pie.
Guys, in order... in order to talk about this controversy, I have invited...
Pinkie Pie's lawyer?
No. I've invited a parrot expert.
Parrot expert? What is it, a pirate?
Actually...
Avast me hearties and shiver me timbers.
It's a pirate?
Yes, he's a pirate, a real pirate. Your name, sir?
Long John Silverfish, matey.
Why did they call you Long John?
Because I wear long johns. It gets cold out there in the ocean.
Well, Mr. Silverfish.
Matey.
You're referring to me?
No, that's my last name.
What's your last name?
Matey.
I don't think I understand what...
I told you, my name is Long John Silverfish, matey.
Oh, so your last name is...
Matey!
You call me Captain.
Why would I call you Captain? I'm the Captain Matey.
Aye, Captain Matey.
Okay, I'm getting a little confused. Let's get back to the whole parrot thing.
Arr! You ho-ho in a bottle of rum.
That's a bottle of rum.
Thanks, don't mind if I do.
So, how do pirates feel about parrots perching on their shoulders?
Sharp!
Sharp?
Parrots' toenails are really sharp. They kind of dig into your shoulder. We all agree on that.
Uh-huh.
My pal Pegleg lets his parrot perch on his peg.
Doesn't that get uncomfortable?
Oh,
Oh, yeah. His peg leg gets pooped holding it up like that.
I can understand.
It also gets pooped on.
Yeah, I would imagine.
You'd rather the parrot aim for the deck instead of your peg leg or shoulder. After all, that's why it's called the poop deck.
This conversation is rapidly deteriorating.
Unlike what's on the deck. But peg leg decided to ask all the other pirates their private parrot perching preferences.
Of course he did.
It was the peg leg private pirate parrot perching poll.
And where did the poll perceive the best place for private pirate parrots to perch?
Cleveland.
Cleveland?
If you leave them in Cleveland, it saves a lot of wear and tear on your person pegs and poop decks. Would you like to say hello to my parrot?
Oh, you brought him with you?
No, but I'm FaceTiming him in Cleveland. Say hello, Sweetie Belle.
Hello.
I was talking to my parrot, Sweetie Belle.
Oh, thank heavens.
Sweetie Belle wants a cracker. Or maybe a nice lobster bisque.
And thank you, Captain Matey.
You're welcome, Matey.
Matey.
Captain.
Captain.
Matey.
Captain Matey.
Captain.
Matey.
Did you call me, sir?
No, Matey.
And now, gentlemen,
who came in?
We tackle the most controversial topic of all.
Politics?
Sports?
The Great Pumpkin?
No. Toilet paper rolls.
You mean, like, do they roll over or under?
Exactly.
Well, Mr. Bell, that's not really all that controversial. I mean, anybody with even a tiny iota of intelligence knows that toilet paper rolls should roll under.
And here it comes, Brad.
Yes, Mr. Bell?
Did you want to give your opinion here?
Well, I agree with Arnie.
You do?
Yes, and immediately after, I roll it under.
Well, this is going to be a dull argument.
Yeah, I was expecting a real Donnybrook here.
I don't use Donnybrook, I use Charmin.
So in your bathroom, the toilet paper hangs under?
Yes, it's right there, under the towel racks.
No, we're not talking about where the roll is. We're talking about how it unrolls over the top toward you or under the bottom.
Well, it always winds up under.
Don't go there, Brad.
Well, where should I go?
Brad.
What?
Picture in your mind a roll of toilet paper in your bathroom.
All right. There it is, sitting on its little spindle, looking nice and pretty and clean.
Does it have...
No, there are no My Little Pony pictures on it.
That's a relief. All right. Now, picture the part that's hanging down that you grab when you need to grab it.
I can see it.
Now, is that coming over the top toward you, or is it coming underneath, like against the wall?
I can see that it's hanging over the top, inviting me to partake.
That's what I thought, Brad. And that's wrong!
What do you mean that's wrong?
Nobody does it over
there, John. Everybody does it over
there. It comes under.
It's under.
When you do your job in the pate, remember you ain't through till the paperwork's done. And I never left one square inch or two ply, using it the way it was meant to be done. Big rolls keep on turning. Get the tissue you are yearning. And we're rolling
over,
rolling
under,
rolling off the spindle, rolling
over,
rolling
under.
Just watch the paper dwindle. Poop, 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 poop. When you visit other bathrooms, some hang it right and some hang it wrong. Don't you worry, grip it, pull it off and flip it. That's the only way we can all get along. There's never an issue on how to roll the tissue. And we're rolling,
over,
rolling,
under,
rolling off the spindle. Rolling,
over,
rolling, just watch the paper dwindle. Poop, 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 poop. When you poop, make sure the loop doesn't droop down onto the floor there.
You've been listening to Bells in the Battery, episode 285.
Frosty the Snowman, that's Christmas.
No, winter. Copyright 2021 by John Bell Creative, LLC.
Winter Wonderland, that's Christmas.
No, that's winter as well. Special thanks to our vocalist for both Baby It's Cold Outside and the Toilet Roll Song, Jolene Roxbury.
Slay Ride, Christmas.
Winter, 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 winter.
Oh, fooey, 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 fooey.
Thanks for listening.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer!
Yes, that's Christmas.
You gotta love those heart-tugging traditional Christmas songs.